The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, Neil, I know there's always room for improvement, but you must be very pleased with that, particularly the second half. It was transformational because they were dominating possession. So what? Well, anyway, what do you think?
Could you hear me at halftime?
I could. Well, I would imagine that you, tell it if you, as much as you want to reveal.
If the new lads don't know what my expectations and standards are, they certainly do now. And you know, I've got to give enormous credit to the second half performance. I thought we were excellent in every aspect of the game. First half, it wasn't ability. Our attitudes weren't right. We let them play around us. We gave them far too much respect. We didn't make recovery runs. We were wasteful on the ball. I had to make a change after half an hour. You know, young Harrison, you know, it's my fault. You know, he's only trained with the lads once and he was getting hung out to dry out there. And sometimes people go, you've taken him off. I actually supported him by taking him off because he was having a really tough time out there. And he'll be back Tuesday and he'll learn a lot from that. But half-time, harsh words were said, James, and you know, I thought second half we were brilliant. We really were.
Yeah, and we've the number of players I thought of man of the match. We gave it to Tom Murray in the end, who we thought had a, you know, he didn't make too many mistakes. He seems to be warming into his role in a very competitive area of the club. Is he someone that you see, you know, challenging for a start?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got Vinny, you've got Ennis, yeah. You've got Smith, you've got Griffiths, you've got McGee, you've got Murray. You know, but unfortunately, at the minute, you know, you haven't got Griff, you haven't got McGee, you haven't got Smith. So the lads are finding it out for themselves because injuries are taking place. But Muzz has done really well for me, and he deserves, you know, if that's the decision. I thought the game changer was Eddie Mieko. I just thought he came on the front foot, he pressed, all right, he gave it away a couple of times, but he just showed that energy that we must have at all times. And he, for me, was the one that signalled the intentions and changed the way we played. Second half.
And in fact, he was on our list, but I think by virtue of not playing for 90 minutes, that I think we would agree with you. And the thing about Mieko is he's obviously got that touch of skill, but there's an intent there, isn't there? A determination and the decision making as well.
Yeah, he's reveling in this role now, and he's a lad that needs an arm around him. You know, he's had a tough time, you know, in his football career. But the kid's got so much talent. I know he'll be a hit here. You know, I know he will be. And you know, for us now, he's trying to unlock it. You know, I wanted to start him today. Liv said he just wasn't quite right. He trained on Thursday night, but he's such a talent. But you know, you throw him in the time. You throw Linney back in that team. You throw Woolerton back in that team. You know, you throw Griffiths back in that team. There's options everywhere now. And the last couple of games hasn't seen us as at our fluent best because of numbers been reducing. But what I've been really pleased about is the attitude and the willingness not to give up. Even though when times are tough Tuesday and certainly today, you know, fans are crying out for a clean sheet. And there'll be times this season we don't play well. But last season we've come in at maybe 1-0 down, 2-0 down to a buckle. Today we didn't buckle. Coming at 0-0, and you know, second half we're unlucky not to win the game.
And if you must have been pleased, even in this first half, although you know not a great performance all round, but you must have been pleased that the defence did stand strong, and when Lavercombe needed to make saves, he did. Was that were you satisfied with the defence, or did you see him as part of the problem?
I'm still wrestling with myself at the minute. There's Jones, there's Pelinkas, and there's Halls. What was really being said is Pelinkas coming out right back and was brilliant, because people don't know Clive Smith suspended for the first three games of the season. So we've got our right back to play in there. Askew's come off injured today. You know, Guy Halls has come in and done really well. But as a unit, that defence have got to be... When you're growing up as a kid, you make a decision to be a defender, and you know at that point you're not going to get many plaudits. So you know that clean sheets have been the only plaudit you get. And I said to lads at half time that for as difficult as that was, you guys should be really happy. And you know, I'm really happy that we didn't concede. even when they were really on the front foot. So, you know, there's a decision yet. We're not settled at the, as a back four, you know, with Clyde being out, maybe Askew being out now. I'm still not settled. I think the middle of the park, James is still up for grabs. I don't think anybody's yet gone, I'll have that, and Griffiths is going to be 4 weeks behind it. But it's options, you know, it's options, and that's the best thing to have. And it's only a couple of weeks ago that I was saying, am I going to get 24 lads in? Also, I've got 17, 18.
Just to clarify, Clive Smith, was that a hangover from last season? Something that he...
Yeah, he got sent off for Atherton, second to last game of the season, and he didn't know, the referee didn't brandish him a red card. So it came through the other day when we registered him that he was suspended. So he's got 3 games, you know, and only Clive knows what went on, but he was shocked, he was really disappointed. So, you know, we're going to have to look at another option there. So, you know, he says, oh, before a first ball's kick, you're already, you know, one arm up your back with trying to strengthen that position. But, you know, Palinkas can go in there now, Smith can go in there now. But no, we're gonna be competitive. We've just gone 0-0 on a side that won the league by a canter last year in the National League North. So you've got to be happy.
And on the injury, so Griffiths, you say, is some way away, is he?
Yeah, he's still struggling with his ankle. McGee's done a similar injury. Woolerton's done a similar injury as well. Mm-hmm. So you know it does limit us in them places. And you only have to ask me last week. I was settling upon, you know, a side that I thought. You know, when Luke Griffiths is playing, I don't think there's anyone better when he plays to his natural game. But now he's 4 weeks behind. But I don't think anyone could guess the team yet for Atherton, because you've seen today we've got another, you know, couple of injuries, and we're just going to hope that they patch themselves up and they get back out on the pitch.
So obviously Macclesfield on Tuesday will be a tough test.
Yeah, really tough.
And Clitheroe, so are you Clitheroe? Because you remember last time, do you actually want it to be Spicy?
I don't know why I keep going back there, because it's like I rile everyone up. But listen, Macclesfield, first of all, you know, we've seen the results in pre-season. You don't put 4 past books in if you're not a really good side. They're signing anyone they want, you know, and absolutely, we wish them all the best. They'll scoot through the leagues. They've got great backers, great facilities. They probably think they're going to beat us, but we're going there as another test. That's why we put it in our pre-season schedule. You know, everyone will expect Macclesfield to walk all over, but they did. We saw Shields last season. It shows it didn't happen. So we've got to be ready. You know, we know that they'll have a lot of the ball. We know that we're still kind of under strength, but it's just another game. There's no points. There's no points won or lost. Then we'll train Thursday, and then we'll get ready for Shawbridge. But I've watched Clitheroe a couple of times this season. You know, they're on my doorstep, and you know Billy's doing a great job there. But I want two sides to be going toe to toe, and I want it to mean something, because it is the last pre-season game, and that's the game that people really say, "I'm here." Or I'm not here. You know, I expect a real blood and thunder game. And that's credit to Clitheroe, the way they play. And we've got to go and match them. And hopefully, you know, I'd love it if we finish pre-season unbeaten and just look back at maybe the only City, Liverpool, and the game today, as and the Doncaster, obviously, as the defeats. And we can build on something. But, you know, I'm enjoying working with this new crop of lads. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought what was going to happen at half-time happened. But, you know, I don't want to do it. Don't want to make a habit of it. But they know now.
Well, it obviously worked.
Yeah, but...
You know, I mean, obviously you don't want to, but it's...
No, sometimes you just need to know, and you know it's been nice at the, you know, when you're trying to get in, settle into a new squad. But there was people were told, you know, we were told, and they need to know that you're playing for a special football club and you haven't got a divine right just to walk out there. And if you do that again, you know you'll get one more life, then you won't be here, and that's not a threat. That's football, isn't it? So you know we want to win things here. Disappointing not to get the quadruple today, the trophy.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's really controversial is that their decisive goal was scored by a trialist who can't be registered, and therefore. I think putting an appeal to the Supporters Direct Trust saying that we should be awarded
Absolutely.
This trophy.
It would have been nice, you know, and I didn't vote for penalties, it wasn't my decision. It would have been nice if you could, you know, at the end of the game, you know, split the trophy, share it, and, you know, it's a game. Now it's two wins for them, you know, it's better than getting beat 4-1 than we did last season. But, you know, we've enjoyed today, and I've learned loads again. So
yes.
Thanks to the fans that turned up today. I'll finish by saying, you know, the ground is looking immaculate, and people may have noticed the paintwork that's gone on around the club just to spruce it up. They know who they are, you know. But I will pay special attention to Ollie Horrocks. He's been in every day. He's, you know, as a volunteer, he works and works and works. I like other volunteers. They give up the time and they want this place to be immaculate.